slipping through tide pools. Barefoot old oak stretched to the sunlight, skulls in the sandstone. Lay down on just wants to see something out there just like me in the sun. And everlasting complex friendships, skinny dipping in the sea. Friends are family, friends are family, friends are family. Maybe it's over, maybe it's not. Then you built up, then simply forgot what to do, what to do, what to do. I never said.
Resting. real. I can't defend the way I feel, but I walk myself home.
Howdy, everybody. You are listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here on your Saturday night, and we're just about done. Dave, it's been an honor and a privilege being on this episode with you. We've talked about the pop group, about REM, and we played a huge set of newer music, which I was really excited to get to, including this last track from an album I've wanted to play for a bit, and we just finally got a chance to play this today, a new album by an alternative country artist called Cat Clyde.
Yeah, the release is called Down Rounder, and we heard Mystic Light to end off that set. Prior to that, we heard a really cool artist that you brought to the show a couple weeks back called Love Language.
Yeah, this group hails from, I believe it's Alberta, and they just really do a great mixture of power pop and indie rock. We heard something from their EP, Indian Cowboy, called New Power. A fantastic up-and-coming group. I cannot praise them enough. Definitely check them out.
Prior to that, we heard music from PAX, Toronto's PAX. We've been playing this record and the singles prior to it coming out. And now we're playing songs from the album because it's so great. The album is called Crispy, Crunchy, Nothing. And we heard the track Smallest One.
Prior to that, we got a little bit countrified from White Horse from their release I'm Not Crying, You're Crying. From that, we heard their track I Miss the City. Some good evening driving music there out there for anybody behind the wheel right now. And prior to that, getting a little bit folky with a track from Apollo Ghost from last year's great double record, Pink Tiger.
Yeah, so like the first half is acoustic based and the rest is more of an electric full-on band. And we heard the title track and first track on the release, Pink Tiger, which is more acoustic based. And then before that, we heard music from Julie Doran's 2022 release, I Thought of You. We heard the last track from that release called Back to the Water. Part of that, we heard a new unreleased track from Leather Rose, a, I believe, Montreal-based band, alt-country vibes on that one. And we heard something from their upcoming release on Little Village Records out of Montreal, Dream a Little Dream. We heard Space Girl, which I believe is, it's an all-covers EP, and that was a Shirley Collins song, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then what did we hear before that, Adam?
So prior to that, we heard a fantastic new release, whose name I'm just getting right now. Dave's laughing at me as I scramble through my notes. Well, I said a new release. It's actually one of our favorites from last year, from a band that actually played not too long ago here in Windsor. Mm-hmm. By Divine Right from Automato, we heard How Soon Is Now. No, not the track by the Smiths, but an excellent song nonetheless. Again, a huge thank you to Jose Contreras, who allowed us the privilege to interview him for the program a few weeks back. So a huge shout out to Jose. And before that, a really cool band that came out of Australia. We heard something from their last album titled All in Good Time. The band's called the Eddy Current Suppression Ring, and we heard Our Quiet Whisper. And we started things off with a new song from Tough Age, one of our favorite groups hailing from the Toronto area. We have been privileged, blessed, if you will, by a brand new single called Give It a Day. This is from a forthcoming album that's going to be dropping in June called Waiting Here. We are eagerly waiting that album to drop. And yeah, we're looking forward to that release this summer. Now, with that said, I guess we're going to be ending things off with yet another single. And yeah, you know what, Dave? I think we'll just end it off with the one track, a new song from The Beths.
Yeah, they have a new single called Watching the Credits, which I believe is from a forthcoming album.
Well,
maybe.
It hasn't been announced yet.
Okay.
Now, this track was actually recorded during the time of their previous album that dropped last year, a fantastic record that we were really glad to play a few songs from. However, this was never released on the album proper or as a B-side, but they loved the song so much they did release it as a single this year. And rightfully so. I'm actually surprised this did not make it on the album proper. The Beths are a fantastic group, and I'm so glad we're hearing new music coming out of their camp. So that really just about does it. Before we go, a couple reminders. Next week, you're going to want to tune in because we are doing another anniversary show, this time celebrating not the 40th, the 50th anniversary of a huge album, Aladdin Sane by David Bowie. And of course, we also want to remind you to check out the blog at revrock.blogspot.com.
Yes, and you know what? There might not be time, but if there's time, we may squeeze in an additional REM outtake from the sessions for Murmur. Their Velvet Underground cover of There She Goes Again, if time. If not, another time. Right now, we're getting to music from The Beths on Revolution Rock.
Not great, couldn't keep my face straight, and I know. Okay, here we go. Watch tempo.
One, two, three, four.
And why?
doesn't matter. Is there any real meaning to the clash and clatter? It's trendy, but does it really matter? There's a whole lot of Scrooge in the best of Santas. Not sure why, but I'll tell you this much. A coat of fresh paint won't change the touch. Informed opinions don't make the wrong choice, unless you're out to steal someone else's voice. What are you saying, and why does it matter? Is there any real meaning to the clash and clatter? It's trendy, but does it really matter? There's a whole lot of Scrooge in the best of Santas. About it, but you don't say its name. You'll talk about credentials, but you won't say the pay. So who's the real idiot when you're hanging in the kitchen? Please don't forget to let your friends in. What are you saying, and why does it matter? Is there any real meaning to the clash and clatter? It's trendy, but does it really matter? There's a whole lot of
the son of American Lager rose above the crowd. The speaker shouts into his microphone, addressing the horde of poorly managed scouts. A roaring cry approached soon after his well-meaning speech came to an end. The crowd was not dispersed when the following crash of feedback began, but instead erupted.
Live from Derby.